welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, today's our holiday show, and if you live in Vancouver, you're going to want to hear this. So let's start with that, get that out of the way. I hope you're good, and I hope you feel nice. I will be in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks for the Comedy Festival, and I'll be there February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And if you play keyboards or drums, I prefer that the keyboard person knows the drummer, or the drummer, if you're reaching out to me, knows the keyboard player. You know, everything you need to learn, you can learn. We meet on the 23rd, about an hour and a half, 2 hours before the show starts. Throw your drums up on stage, throw your keyboards up on stage, and then we just mess around for like 45 minutes, and everything you need to learn, you can learn in that quick period. So email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. But like I said, if you play drums and you reach out to me, I need someone that knows both. Like if you're the drummer, I need you to know the keyboard player. Like I said before, sometimes people would reach out and go, hey, I play drums. Do you have a keyboard guy? I prefer that the two of you have worked together or at least know each other. So reach out to me February 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks. And I love that I'm going there for the festival and that also I can do the same show three nights in a row at the same place. I was there last year. I loved every single person there. The employees were great. The manager was awesome. And I'm really looking forward to going back. Okay. And that's it. I can't wait to go to Portland to open up for Louis C.K. because Case of Base says they got a present for me. And I love presents. And I love Case of Base. They did a cool story on them, actually. All right. That's really it. Today, our guest was Natasha Leggero. She was great. She was funny. She fit right in. We all adored her. We loved her. That's right. Okay. That is it. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever you celebrate. Even if you like to sit around the house and do nothing, well, enjoy that. That's fun, too, you know. Alrighty. Take a deep breath. Everything's going to be fine. And that's it. Oh, next week is part two of the holiday show. Holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, fuckity fuck fuck show. Next week. We'll do an opening. Sure. Next week. All right. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Natasha Leggero's here. I mean, can I try it?
It's actually making the Christmas music palatable. Yeah, that's a great bit, but they don't know it at home.
That's what you don't know.
Yes, they do.
We talk about it.
Oh,
so what happened was, and I'll even do it in the opening. So we did it where Duncan's in the back and we're playing pre-recorded guitar music And we turn around and looks, because he knows how to play the guitar. And then I walk over and grab the guitar to see if I could do it. And, of course, it never stopped.
It's nonstop fun.
I want to go big right away, because Natasha Leggero is here. Well, you still get that music in the background. Sure, it's a professional show. How about if we start with our intro, and then we have an intro for you?
Do your thing.
Really? I'm not getting one of those guests.
This is a very professional situation. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. You know what? I love you already, and I already loved you, but I like that you... First of all, let me point out a few things. Can you move in a little?
Sure.
So there's some leeway in you. You look great. I want people to know...
I'm wearing my robe.
While I'm talking to Natasha, I want you to know what she looks like. She looks like somebody. You know, you got that jacket. You got your look. And she's sitting in the barn with this really cool jacket and a cool hat. Now, she's not wearing the hat, but it's next to her, and you know it's hers. And then and then you have a green, cool bottle of water, sparkling water in a cool bottle. Look, so with the whole interview in your head, I want you to – that's what you picture, okay? I'll put a picture up. So I'll do our intro, and Duncan is here, Aristotle's here, Eric is here, John Brand Wagner. It's our Christmas episode, and then we're going to have an after show, but you'll be with us for about an hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. So John Brand Wagner, sure, it's a big show.
I can't get enough of this podcast.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
It's a professional show. He sits behind glass. With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
John Brand Wagner.
Todd Glass Show. The show energizes everyone except Nick.
He used to work on the show. He fell asleep every week.
We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick.
Dick.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
John Brand Wagner.
Todd Glass Show.
Duncan Carey in the back. All right. Well.
You guys are cool.
Well, we try, you know. You can take that. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I wanted to go really big since it's the Christmas episode and do let's bring her in with something big. That's right. Put some reverb in my voice. What? It's Natasha Leggero, everybody. Hey. Wow, look at that. I get all the bells and whistles. Look at that bubble. We're excited, right? It's Natasha Leggero. Everybody, I'm on the drum. Right? That's not big enough, right? You want more bubbles? All right, look at this. Hold on. How do you feel good now? This is your world. Right now, your world is this. Don't think, oh, this is what Todd's doing. This is your world. If this was in a movie and somebody said, was it really like that? You'd be like, yeah. It was in a barn with bubbles flying everywhere and music and John Brand Wagner afraid that I would get some bubbles on his computer, nervously wiping the bubbles off his computer. But Natasha Leggero! You think this is big enough? I want to make you forget about the day.
Hold on. I have an idea.
Huh?
This feels
turn
like...
Turn around.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm very excited.
This feels like what a good childhood would have felt like.
Oh.
You know, like if they took you to the circus or something everybody loved you.
Can you take the reverb out of my... Wow, I'm boiling after that. That's a lot of work. I mean, you have no idea. But hitting all those lights and bells and buzzers and whistles. But now I'm hot. Does that smoke machine make that much heat in that short of a period? No, that's what I'm serious. Because doesn't it, Eric? Doesn't it seem like it wouldn't, but it does.
You were moving around a lot.
Wow, I got the fan on me now. How you doing?
So you just have a smoke machine under your chair there?
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
And a bubble gun.
I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to tell you something that I was going to say. Oh, hold on. I'm getting the fan ready. God damn it. Isn't it funny the littlest thing going wrong? It's so annoying.
You're a great host, though.
Let's start over.
You. And you make it look so easy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So anyway, the reason I appreciate it, we're going to slow down. I like to do the big opening, then we slow down. I got a lot of things prepared. You're probably thinking, but what if you say something? You don't want to do the whole intro all over again, but maybe you'll say something. I want to give you a little bit of this.
The celebrated actress and comedian, Natasha Leggero.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you this, and I want you to use it 15 times during tonight's Yeah, you got to wait there. Wait.
The celebrated actress and comedian.
That does count, but that's a cheat.
Natasha Leggero.
Who's singing?
14 times you got left. Just pick good times and do it whenever you want.
I think that's...
I'm peppered through the show.
So
you got 13.
Leggero.
You got
celebrated.
13. You got 13. You should wait a little. All right, there we go. So you have 13, and I'm going to count those three. Oh, look at him taking out his little notepad. He's so professional. Hey, you did a good. What's your mom's name again?
Rosemary.
Your son is in good company. He's loved, and he says good things about you. So far, everything's great. So when you came into my house, I appreciated it that. About a week ago, I was asking somebody if they, I don't. When people come in, they don't comment on the tree. I don't really. I have some close friends that might not say anything about the tree, but also I think, really?
I think anytime anyone gets it together enough to get a tree, it's kind of cool.
You have to comment on it, don't you?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Right. Guess what? Even if it's a Charlie Brown tree, you could love it.
So I want a tree, but now I'm Jewish.
Well, why can't you just have it? Why do you have to celebrate it for the religious reasons? Why not just celebrate it like it's Frosty the Snowman of Christmas? Frosty the Snowman, everyone likes that just as much as Christmas. That's a Christmas song, even though it has nothing to fucking do with Christmas. It's just the winner. The winner and bring a tree in your house.
What do you think of that idea? I've negotiated boughs of holly.
What does that mean? Can you take the reverb out of him? Or know what? Leave it in his voice. I think it's funny all night long because he's not faking it. So it's funny that he wouldn't have known that we even had reverb in his voice if we didn't say anything. But
I think some Jewish people start to feel like Woody Allen when they're around like a Christmas tree, like they get wheezy and.
But let me.
It reminds them of something. I don't know.
Were you going to say something?
I'll say, what about a cactus?
Well, that's
but that doesn't have the same vibe.
Right.
I want that pine scent. That's why boughs of holly.
What is boughs of holly?
Boughs are like, you can put them around the piano. They're like those long little stretches of like greenery.
Right. So you could do that. That's celebrating the winter.
Yes. Yeah, so I put those all over the house around the fireplace.
So why not a tree to celebrate
because
the winter?
Because that makes, kind of seems like you're Christian again.
Yeah. So it's a shame. And who are you what around about? That you have to adhere to some of these norms?
Well, I just, out of respect, I think it'd be weird to convert to Judaism and then the first year be like, here's our Christmas tree.
But what about a wreath?
I think wreaths are, they're not really
I tell you something?
I'm about the boughs of holly.
When you said the boughs of holly,
yeah.
I think you're right on the money. No one's going to care about that because you're right. They might at one level know that that is associated with Christmas, but it's a big enough distance that it's fine. It's like if you put, you know what else though I think is great? Not cotton. My mom, oh Jesus. She out on the front porch, she puts like cotton out and puts some train tracks in it. But to me, cotton looks.
She puts cotton out for snow?
Outside. It looks cheap. Not cotton, but fake snow, but it's cotton. I'm not saying cotton.
That's
for real.
Worse than poinsettias.
Wait, a poinsettia.
I'm sorry, do you have those?
Yes.
They're okay.
Look, turn around. No, you don't have to.
No, it works in here. It's like it has that rustic vibe. It just doesn't work for my style. But like it looks, I swear to God, it looks great in here.
Listen, you don't have to. You said something about my tree. You don't have to sweat over there. Oh my God, I get it. Like it's like when a lot of my friends, we all agree on the same things. But I like a show they don't like. It's all good as long as you're. But anyway, back to what I was saying. The boughs of holly, boughs of holly, la 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 la.
I don't even know if they're called that. That's just what.
It's a great name.
Okay, great.
So thank you for commenting on the tree, and I just had a friend staying at my house, and he brought a girl back. He brought a girl back to the house about 6 months ago. What?
Nothing.
Okay. So, and then it, I said, when the girls came in the house, did they look at the tree? He said, no, but they said the house was nice. I go, I don't know.
The tree's beautiful.
I wouldn't fuck. I wouldn't want to fuck anybody.
Weird that you had a tree up 6 months ago.
Yeah. They, is everything all right? Did you?
Yes, I'm good.
You're good.
I feel much better. I had that egg salad on a cucumber.
Yeah, you did.
That fake chicken tenders. You're an excellent host. I'm so surprised.
Really? You know what? David Cross said that once. Because we were on a tour bus, and I would like get bagels from like the hotel thing and try to sneak them onto the bus and like present it. He goes, I didn't think you'd give a shit about stuff like that. I go, I totally do.
Not enough people do. It's a lost art. I love it.
That's
it's
why
like hosting.
I'm not good at cooking, but like I was telling you before, I'm good at presenting. I enjoy presenting, but I don't enjoy the art of cooking. I don't think I'm patient enough.
Me either. And it takes talent. I think you just, or you have to have a knack for it.
Here's the way I look at it. Now, I'll keep this short because I've said it on the show before. You're not going to roast a chicken better than Vaughn's. And Jay Larson
that's
and I talked
true.
About
that. That's not true. That's not true. If you're a good cook.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So I should have said it better.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm not going to roast it better than
Vaughn's. We're not going to roast it better than Vaughn's. Whole Foods, even if you want something that you that is probably healthier. So
like Moshe, my husband, he can cook a whole Thanksgiving meal and it'll be delicious and amazing and unique in like 2 hours. He just has like talent in the kitchen.
It's certainly it's either you can it's sometimes by nurture and sometimes you know it's like in you but then you nurture it. But yeah, it's and I think a lot of it does involve patience, I would think. So I don't have any patience, but I know like I can figure some things out like and I'll keep this very short. Like even if I was going to make a Stouffer's lasagna, you might think what the hell are you going to do with that? I'll go get really good cheese. There's a cheese shop right up the street. Get like the best you know, shredded cheese that I can possibly buy, you know, and then put it on the top. It makes a difference. You bake it. So I can do stuff like that. That's why growing up when someone would go, oh, you know, someone would always have like not, they would, their mom would go or the dad would go, oh, we can't cook. I mean, you didn't care is the problem. Anybody can cook and make up. You can bring home a turkey chicken and put it in, you know. Like I know I can take a chicken from Vaughn's, right? Bring it home, put some, what do you call it? What's that, oh, it's that herb that's out here.
Rosemary.
Yeah, I know.
Like his mom.
Yeah. How perfect opportunity for you. Aha, you missed it. Because I had the volume down.
I'm assuming Rosemary's listening.
Yes. Of course she's listening.
She's a fan of the podcast.
Well, it started because she thought I was mean to him because she only listened to an isolated part. Because I tell him to do things and then I'll go. I'll literally hold up a post-it. I'll say, play it. And then I'll go, no, no, you know what? That's the worst time. Really? Like,
the
right there.
Comedian,
that's rude.
Natasha Leggero.
So I told his mom, I addressed her last week, and I said, no, that's okay that she thought that. I could see that. I think some people don't even know it at home. I was nice, and and I thought it was sweet. Then she emailed me a sweet letter.
That's so cute.
I know. She loves her son. And
Where does Rosemary live?
Kansas City.
Okay.
Wow.
Never been.
She's probably sitting around right now drinking hot chocolate. Tell her to drink hot chocolate when she listens to the show. That way when she gets to the part where I say she's probably drinking hot chocolate, she'll be drinking hot chocolate. And she can be like, oh my God, I'm drinking hot chocolate, just like he said, even though she was prepared.
The celebrating actress and comedian.
Rosemary, your son has really good timing.
So if you have to cook, what's something you would...
I know how to make tuna casserole and lasagna.
Those
are my party pieces. I used to do a podcast, and I would make everyone, I thought, because I did a podcast like way before podcasts, and actually our first guest was Chris Hardwick, and then he had a podcast that next week. So I like to think I'm responsible for Nerdist Industries.
You are.
But I remember I thought I had to make every guest a lasagna just for them coming over. So I was always making lasagna all day. And then I'd have them sit down and then we'd do the podcast and then it would be out of the oven and then we'd all eat lasagna.
But that's so cool. I love that.
I did it like 10 times and then I was like, I think we need to cut the lasagna from the... Because that's all I could make. Bye-bye. So I just kept making that.
What if I did it with Stouffer's? It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Just put some good cheese. We call it Stouffer's and Todd Glass.
I've never made a Stouffer's lasagna. What do you mean Stouffer's? Isn't that like frozen?
Yeah.
You take a frozen lasagna? No, I was making it from scratch.
I know you were. I'm saying that was my way. When I said Stouffer's, most people know that's a frozen lasagna.
Is that good?
They have one that's like literally this big. You know what? To tell you the truth, look, everyone knows it's a Stouffer's lasagna. It's just. But with the cheese, yeah, people are like it does make a big difference to have the.
Maybe I should start doing that.
No, it's not going to be. Look, so people, I don't want to lose. You know what I always think? People sit at home and they can't react. I know it's so frustrating. I'm not comparing a Stouffer's lasagna by any imagination. No, because right now there's someone going, thank God, I thought you were. I could see how you thought I was. No, when someone makes a homemade lasagna, I get it. My friend Gina. I'm saying, for me, if I do a Stouffer's lasagna and put cheese on it and I have people over because I like the act of eating, it's going to be not as good, but better than you would think. And no one's going to be, you're starving, it's hot. You know, you put some extra sauce out on the plate, you know, in case people want to put some extra sauce on it. I know what to do, but I know the difference between homemade Italian food. I'm not a mourner. Although, can I tell you this, though? Never mind. I don't want to.
Wait, I do love entertaining, and I have dinner parties all the time, but sometimes I'll, like, order Chinese food. And, like, definitely the food's the worst part of my dinner parties.
You know what,
because
though?
I don't know how to – I haven't quite figured out how to feed people yet.
I should write a book.
Do you – I mean
– No, I have a lot of good ideas. I did write a book, but another book on how to – Like, how to do, like, because here's a good...
Because I'm great at hosting. I understand how to treat everyone. I know how to serve everyone. I just don't want to do the cooking.
You know what? Even though I've talked about some of this stuff before, I think I'm going to, like, I'm into...
Maybe for Christmas it's a good time because people might need a refresher course how to entertain.
Here's some things I've learned over the years. One, isolated to Thanksgiving, because you have gravy and stuff. If you have piping hot gravy out, you can almost serve everything at room temperature.
Oh.
That's a great tip. And how do you get to keep the gravy piping hot?
Microwave.
The table. No, on the table, there's these little things you can buy. A candle keeps them hot, or you can put like a little chafing, the teeny little one under the gravy. You put the gravy, hey, if you have a big table, put it in three spots. And then the gravy is boiling. And also, room temperature dishes, salad, it can be pre-made. It's not getting out of the oven. If you're having a difficulty already doing stuff like this, don't make garlic bread. It's one last thing you have to pull out of the oven. Get some real – I always go with potato rolls because they're soft. Everybody ends up loving them. They take – just they can be
on
the table.
Oh, you don't have to heat those up?
You know. You don't – you know, and I'm telling you, they're still good. I'm not saying if you're not the type of person that gets frazzled and you want to make garlic bread. Yeah, garlic bread is great, but it's not an end-all. It's like just good bread. It's on the table. Salad, obviously a cold dish. And make another cold dish because that's one less thing. Like my friend Gina makes
like a cold pasta or something.
Exactly, or this green bean, this garlic green bean thing. It's on the table. So there's a lot just by
that's
that.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
You could do a whole like Martha Stewart thing of your entertaining style.
You know what else I do? You know what a chafing dish is, obviously? Those candles, those chafing.
Yes.
So
but not with like the blue, the kerosene,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, with that?
Usually you put it, it's at a restaurant that has a buffet. You see them underneath. Well, I wanted to just have these things on the table. So I just got regular pots, you know, like a pot that you would put stuff in, like low end, not high. And then I put two bricks on the table. And I put this that little chafing dish lighter thing, and then just had the pots right on the table. So the food was all hot right down the center of the table. Three, one high, one low, the different bricks, but so it stayed hot on the table. I digress. But the point is, I think in my rant before this, I had a lot of people going, oh, yeah, one less thing to have to.
That's real. Those are two great tips, right. the cold dishes and the gravy.
Right. And then the other thing is, you know, if you're going to order food, like Chinese food, just get it way before people get there and put it in nice bowls. You know what I mean? But don't try to do it in front of people if you really care. Don't try to replate it while people are there. Get it an hour and a half before people get there.
I mean, really, the temperature is the main issue with everything. Because you're ordering food, and then you have to, like, how do you keep three things hot
That's
if you
I'm
have
saying.
One oven?
You know what I do? I get two dishes and put them in the pots. I'll get three of one dish and three of the other. No one's going to complain. You tend to think with Chinese food, you got to get
two great things. Yeah, yeah.
Two great things and try to have one vegetarian, maybe some egg rolls. But if you get it all to the house before people get there, you just put it in good pots, you know.
It's really cool.
I don't know. Who gives a shit, right?
I celebrate it comedian, Natasha Leggero.
Thank you.
Anyway, do you know what I realized? Just a thought, and then we can move on. If a dog is nervous when you come in the house because it chewed something up, you know, like you get in the house, even a loved dog, they know they did something wrong. They're not scared even because they've ever, let's say it's, I know a lot of dogs have never been hit. And they still, if they know they chewed something up and it's wrong, they're shaking when they come in the house. That's not. That means they know it. That's an addiction then, because they know. It's not like they forget, right? And they go, "Oh my God, I just forget every time I'm a dog. My capacity to remember that chewing that up is bad." That means it would just be licking you when you came in the door. That's just a dog that doesn't know. But if it's shaking, it did it, and then it's like, "Oh shit, I know I'm going to be in trouble." Oh shit, then why'd you do it? Because I can't help myself. I want to chew that fucking sofa so bad, and that's an addiction. So dogs have addiction. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't know if
the celebrated actress and comedian.
People are going to hate me after this.
Why?
Legero.
No, no, they won't. No, they won't. They love you. Everyone loves you.
Okay, good. I have three dogs and they don't chew stuff. So
what
I
type
guess
of dogs do you have?
I have chihuahuas.
And a male, female?
Two girls and a man.
Oh, two girls and a man. And what are their names?
Pablo, Blanche, and Mayor Cutie.
Wrong. I'm going to give your dogs better names. No one ever says that. You know what? Chihuahuas are one of those dogs. Like you, my mom had a Chihuahua. I didn't know it was a Chihuahua. I had a preconceived notion. It's like a cool dog. I'm like, what
oh,
type of
great
dog is this? She goes, it's a Chihuahua. And the puppies, she had a litter like a year and a half ago when I was home, some Chihuahua puppies. I thought they looked like little golden retrievers.
She had a litter?
Yeah.
You didn't take one?
No. I want to... I don't know. I'm going to keep making excuses with dogs.
Pet ownership's a big deal, I know.
I know, but I don't want to make any more excuses about it, though. I have a yard. I can don't have to worry about coming home. My ex would take it in a heartbeat whenever I was gone. It's just, to be honest, I don't know. It's the mess. Even if you're clean, you know.
Your house is too nice.
No, because people have beautiful homes that have dogs. But you know what? It's a different type of cleaning. Once you have a dog, my mom.
I have dog hair all over me.
But you know what? People that don't. Literally, if you go over someone's house and they have two dogs and there's no hair anywhere, pretty much, they vacuum every single day. It doesn't take an hour, but they run the vacuum quickly every single day. If you don't, I can go a while with just doing topical cleaning. You know, then I come home, there's poop in the yard.
I'm not judging you.
I'm going to do it. No, you should. Dogs, it's embarrassing that I want to get over it because they give back so much. They're just, I know that I'd end up being happy. That's the thing. If I did it, I'd end up, I had a dog that lived here for a while. And you know what? Everything I said she did. She shit in the yard. And then when I was gone, it didn't get cleaned up like when I'm home. And she drooled all over. I hated waking up and seeing that she was fed and her dog bowl was in the corner with like dried, crusty dog food on it, just dirty. I couldn't wait to scrub it with hot water and clean it. And I fucking love that dog so much.
They Ursula, raise your quality of life.
They do. I would just get home. You know what you do when I can't? It's still a beating heart. I would get home if I was by myself. I would still get up on the sofa knowing she's going to find my sweet spot. She'll jump up on the sofa and then she'd, you know, how they lay into you. I was like, wow. And I'd pet her and I'd just like, I liked her company.
An actress I know, I won't say her name, but she was like, oh, you know, I was talking about like having to clean up all the dog shit. And she's like, oh, you just got to get a poop guy. And I was like, what? She's
really?
Like, you know, poop guy. He just comes to your house every day and does crop circles in the yard and picks up all the poop from the dog. And I was like, that sounds so intrusive. Just to like wake up and have some strange man in your your yard doing like little circles to try to find all the poop.
Here's what I'm thinking.
And then he just does it every day, like all up and down the valley and...
So here's what I'm trying to think. At first, I'm thinking, but I think I could be wrong. If you can afford a I get it. Hey, let me tell you something.
A poop guy.
I don't spit. If you have a poop guy, poop guy gets paid. So there's nothing wrong with it. People forget about that. You know, like that. Like you know what I mean. Like that. It sounds silly, but like, hey, somebody's earning a living. So I'm not trying to make fun of it from that perspective. The more money you have, labor is a great thing to spend money on. You employ people. The lazier you are, the more you know. That's why I would rather have less things and get day laborers all the time. I don't want to move shit. I have friends that make so much more money than me. They go, yeah, I'm moving. What are you? You're lifting shit? Are you out of your fucking mind? Now, if you don't have the... I've been there when I moved my house. But now, I'm not saying I'm loaded, but I have enough to go...
I called TaskRabbit to change a light bulb instead of asking my husband.
Good for you. It'll save your marriage. I keep asking...
Because I'll ask him twice, and then I'm like, I'll just call the guy. It's like $30, and he'll change like the three light bulbs or
what's
whatever.
It called?
TaskRabbit.
And they'll come over and do like little...
Anything. But you just have to arrange with them what they're doing. Like yesterday, I had him take down a tent. The other day, I had him like put like, so the dogs don't get out, put like chicken wire somewhere. They'll move shit. You'll do whatever you want.
That's what I use. Day laborers are
I mean,
the
best. I can't do it. Wait, what do you mean day laborers? You go to Home Depot?
Watch your mouth. I go to Lowe's. You stupid whore. Oh, no. I think Todd overreacted. No, why did Natasha leave? I have a different version than you. I'm like, no, I was making like a joke. I do a bit. She got up with her coat and walked out of here. So anyway, they're day laborers, and that means, you know, they are usually out by Lowe's, or if you go to an MAB paint place, or all they do is sell paint. The day laborers that are out there, that's all they do is paint. And you know what? They're always great painters. At worst, which is rarely, they're very good painters, or they're amazing. Like, they know how to cut, and quickly they bring their own brushes, and they get $120 a day. That's like they have their own rate. Now, they won't move anything there. You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get a day laborer that might paint as well. But at the painting places, that's all they do. And they're good.
Only $120?
It's ridiculous.
Wait, where do you get these?
It's $140 now, actually.
Where?
There's like a place called Sherwin-Williams Paint that do it. There's another place called Dunn-Edwards where they tend to
hang out. And they're all good?
That's all they do is paint. They have their brushes. They're in their backpack. They have a roller. Like, most of the time, they have their own brushes. This is what they do. And when people paint every day, you know, this is what they do. Some of them have their own painting businesses, but they don't have any business, so they'll go down there and just pick up a day of painting with another painter.
That seems like they're getting underpaid.
Well, it's $140 now, and guess what? Here's what I do. Now, there was a time when I would have to bargain a little. I'm talking about like 20 years ago, like when you go, hey, could you do it for this? Now, like again, it's one of those things. By no means am I saying, oh, I'm loaded, but I want it to be their best paying job. So, like, I would say to them, hey, how about if I give you $175 and we'll just get it done? That means if they have to go 9 hours, and they're always in for it. They get it. They're so happy that they're making a nice day's worth of money. But even at $175, that's still absurd, and they're thrilled with that.
Because if you ask someone to paint your dining room, they're going to be like $800.
Exactly. And you know what someone says? You got to be careful with the day laborers. You know what? You have to be careful, yes, with any workers in your home. But a lot of these day laborers, if you hire a Beverly Hills painting company, they use them.
Do they stand outside of Sherwin-Williams?
If it's a paint store, there's usually day laborers hanging outside.
Wow.
And I've never had a bad experience. So when I go, like when I want to like clean a garage or something, I hire four because, you know, I want it to look like in a show, like they're showing someone cleaning out the garage. They fast forward it. It's great. I go like, oh, could you roll those hoses up? And they always get my jokes. I end up loving them. I test it out. I act electrocuted.
Captive audience.
Or if they throw. No, they're genuinely laughing. Oh, shit. Maybe they're not. Am I that guy?
No, I'm sure they're laughing. You're hilarious.
Yeah, I'm funny. That's the difference.
Imagine who usually picks them up. Probably some humorless, terrible person. Yeah.
I always let them know right away. You throw love their way. You know, you ask, you offer them water. You say, are you hungry? I go, how about if like 3 o'clock?
I don't know if you need to feed them.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
And you know what? You get it's so worth it. And you know what else? I like to feed them nice. You know, like, I'll go.
You give him cucumber with an egg salad on it?
I won't do that. But you know what I will do?
He's like passing
I'll get McDonald's
in the garage.
And I'll put it on plates. I will. You know what, though?
Wait, you'll go to McDonald's.
Get a hamburger, put french fries on a plate, and bring it out to them. You know what?
Really?
They appreciate it. They appreciate it.
Am I supposed to be doing that? Because
No. As long as you treat them with respect and dignity and you talk to them nice.
I have water for them.
Look, I just
you
maybe go a little
You put McDonald's on
way.
A plate?
It depends what we want. But if they want a chicken, I'm always afraid. I think because I love chicken burritos so much, I hope they don't think, like, you know, we eat more than chicken burritos. But I... I always say chicken burrito, and they're like usually like whatever. So if you come back with usually, you know, something hot, I'm going to put it in a nice plate. I don't know if I do. I do it for me and them.
That's really charming.
Yeah, make them sit around a table.
I think you need to write an etiquette book.
Nah, too tired. I'm already exhausted.
So would you hire a poop man?
Oh, back to a good story. Maybe you want to.
The celebrated actress and comedian, Natasha Leggero.
Feels kind of 60s,
watch
that
this.
Song.
Can you put this through the house? Watch this. Something big. Dude, give me another one. Natasha Leggero's here. Watch this. I just make it pre-recorded. It feels so fun to do. Natasha Leggero's here. Watch this.
Old school.
Give her something big. Watch this. Wow. Okay, so back to you. The poop person. So here's what I was going to say about that.
Poop
Are you
guy.
Okay?
Yeah, do I not seem okay?
No, I want you to be, though, because I've been...
I'm great.
I'm a little hyper. So I thought if somebody has money for a poop person...
This is like a high level of famous person, I think, who would get this.
Right, and I understand it.
Because, like, who doesn't want to pick up... I mean, that's like...
It's the, here's what it is. At first, I thought, well, if you have that type of money, wouldn't you have a housekeeper every day? And the answer is no.
Well, a housekeeper doesn't want to pick up your dog shit.
They will. I mean, I would
know.
If
Mine
I was a housekeeper.
Mine doesn't do windows.
Yeah, but that I understand. I think if you're kind to them and...
She doesn't do windows. I don't want to ask her to pick up the dog
shit. That sounds horrible. Right, exactly. Then she's already set her line. Here's why I understand why some housekeepers do not want to do windows. I don't think it has anything to do with, you know...
Is this relatable to people?
Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you why I think it is. And I get it. I used to preface it all the time, and then I realized I looked worse prefacing it. Especially in Los Angeles, you know, you don't have to be loaded to have a housekeeper. And some people,
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Especially if you live, even there's some people that live in LA. I think this is brilliant. You know, when you have four, five people living in a home or seven, I have a friend that goes, yeah, when I moved in, I said, let's get a housekeeper once a week because
they each have to pay $20
to prevent your bathroom will never be at worst. It'll get messy. It'll never be disgusting.
It's so smart.
And whenever there's a home that, so you don't have to be. So anyway, I think that's why it's relatable. So I think what's also relatable is not crossing the lines of etiquette with employees. Like, you know, that person who will just ask any waiter, excuse me, that's not your waiter. You know, try to have some boundaries here.
I know. It's really hard getting someone to brush the dog's teeth. I've been trying to ask some different people to do that.
Wait, you mean a housekeeper?
Well, she doesn't want to do it because I forget.
Can I tell you something? I think, and maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I could do it.
Oh, windows, I think it's because, first of all, they're hard to do. And I'm gonna admit something to you. I love the look of clean windows. Like, and
me too.
It's hard for a housekeeper because, you know, when the sun comes out, that's when you see you didn't do such a good job. A squeegee, and you have to know how to deal with a squeegee. But there's a guy that does it. I'll have him every so often, like if I want like to really make the house seem like, and when they leave, it looks so amazing. Every window is just clean. So, and it's probably dangerous in certain areas for them to do them. But here's what I would think when it comes to picking up the poop. Now, tell me if I'm like way off here. If you have a housekeeper and you treat her with respect and dignity, because this is someone that makes you breathe a lot easier. My calling on that is whenever I've had a housekeeper that had been good to me is they are high on priority for me to be kind to them. I want them to breathe easier. If I have something I don't need, if I have a TV, if I have their children take, because they make you breathe when you're maybe coming home from on the road for a long time and you're like, could you do me a favor and come in this day? And they do. So I just throw the love back their way. And like I said, I'm not loaded, but now I have enough money to not get a housekeeper that, you know, you go, yeah, could you do it for 60, you know, back like 20 years ago? I think they would not mind. Oh, this is such a weird conversation, but I already started it. I don't think they would mind brushing the dog's teeth or picking up the dog poop. Because
you know what? I'm just going to do it both.
Cleaning,
I'm going to do both of those jobs from now on. No one else needs to do that.
Why?
Someone told me once, they said, never ask someone... Well, that's not fair because I will do it. But they said never ask someone to do something you wouldn't do yourself. And you know, I think that's like a really good thing. But I would brush the dog's teeth. I just forget. And I don't want their teeth to rot.
They do clean. I'm being totally honest. I'm not because I think, you know, I had this woman, her name was Lillian. And I loved the way her and her husband run her housekeeping. They made it a business. Like she offered him like as a like, hey, if you want to have the both of us ever like for a Sunday where we can do a little heavier lifting. She had shirts that she wore. Like she really treated it like a business.
That's cool.
And I, you know what? Of course, I tried to figure out how much she was making. She's doing pretty good. I think she might have made more than me last year. She's always talking to me about how she's redoing her kitchen. Yeah, because this is a viable business and she treats it real. She's professional and so she's awesome and she's, you know, so if you have somebody I'm not saying this in any disrespect. They are cleaning your toilet, so why would they mind cleaning up dog poop, which is going to be further from the dog poop? Like one, you have to really, you know, it's not the best part of that job, and you know, and you do it. So the dog poop to me is not worse. If someone said to me and I was a housekeeper, to be honest with you, I like doing one or the other, but I want to do one of them. Do you want to clean my toilets or pick up the poop? I'd go, pick up the poop from the yard with 6 feet away, wooden handles.
Oh, hell no. I'd rather clean a toilet.
Do you have a pooper scooper?
Yeah, of course.
No, they're little chihuahuas.
Oh,
tiny.
Oh my God. Of course they should do it. No, I thought you meant like a dope, like a big Great Dane
by
shit.
By the way, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I heard
know.
Of this job.
It's a great idea. And if you had the money, let's say you have a dog.
I think it's ridiculous.
That's all right. Oh, that's adorable.
Celebrated actress and comedian,
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you something?
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you something? This is perfect. It couldn't have been more perfect.
Are you going to delete it?
No, because I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. And I put the clock at 60 seconds because I talk about this a lot. Not that I'm the holy grail on that word. Some people might disagree. But someone said to me once, they asked that. They go, what if you say it and then you... I go, I did that with transgender people all the time. No one's listening from afar waiting to be critical. They're thinking...
Yes, they are. No, that is all that's happening right now.
I disagree. I think people...
It's like a witch hunt, and people are just like going through someone who just got on SNL's old tweets from like 16 years ago to try to find something to.
We probably after an hour conversation are on the same page. That I've learned that in life. Like sometimes you get through an hour conversation, and you realize you're on the same page. I'm not talking about all of that because I do agree, but I think overwhelmingly when it's to not use that word, forget about. That some people will handle that cause good and some people will handle that cause bad. Some people will attack somebody. When you're telling someone to be loving, you should probably do it loving, I get. But I think overwhelmingly people that want to stop using that word, or when they hear somebody doing like that, like you just did it and I did it with like she and he with the transgender, if they hear you spart one word and then correct yourself, they think, oh, that's an evolved person. No one's looking to go, I got you. At least my listeners aren't. They're going, oh, wow, that's someone that's trying to get that word out of there. Like I did it with retarded, too, because I said it. And then in the beginning, I would do the exact same thing for a long time. I would go, that word was in my vocabulary.
Well,
you know?
We haven't replaced it.
Well, I think that...
Help us replace it, Todd.
Auga.
No, I'm kidding. We're going to edit that out.
Or should I?
All right, we edited a word out. You figure it out yourself. Anyway, just go hooga right there. Oh, you already did. Okay. So anyway, well, but that's the point. Like, if I don't wait. Like, but anyway, moving on.
No, I'm sure your listeners are cool.
Kidding me? We have one listener hangs out the when we used to do the podcast studio. He would hang outside with one knee up against the wall. Can't be any cooler than that. His name is Jake Hutchinson, and this guy comes to our show. He has really cool hair. And he comes to our show in Portland, not the podcast studio, in Portland. And then when we leave the podcast studio and he smokes cigarettes and he has like Elvis hair. And he listens to the show. His name is Jake Hutchinson. Jake, I just got an email from you today. You little fuck, right? And
you got to show me what it means to put one leg up against the wall and how that looks cool.
Also explains to the audience. So we'd leave. I'd come down the stairs at the Portland Helium. He'd be across. He'd maybe been at the show already. No, eventually we're going to come out after the late show. So he would be standing at the wall like this.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I see.
Like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
I'm like, oh, look how cool the guy that comes to my show is. That's how I want to picture everybody.
All right. Well,
this is his favorite part of the show.
What if they all waited in line for your show like that? That's a perfect lineup.
Does seem like an ideal fan.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know when they say you can skip this ad in 5 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
And you can skip it, and they don't put the name of the product in the first 5 seconds. Not that I give a shit. I'm just looking. Do I not know something, and they know something that I don't know? Or are they they're either fucking way off on not having the name of the brand in the first 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, to me, if I was Ford, I wouldn't have da-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then Ford. For there, no one's listening. Sometimes they get the name in the first 5 seconds, that I would think, because most of the time they don't. Now, what don't I fucking get? Why are they that stupid, all those advertisers, to go, yeah, you got to get that name in the first 5 seconds?
I mean, I've been watching more commercials because I'm watching stuff on Hulu, and they're bad. I'm like, who is casting these? Like, the casting is bad, the music's bad, the wardrobe's bad,
the jokes are bad. Their commercials are so bad.
Who's coming?
Oh, yeah,
you're not coming up with them. It's probably like non-creatives.
You know what? It's funny. What you just said, not boycott them because a social thing or anything like that, just because it's a stupid ad.
Yeah.
Like with the hamburgers with Carl's Jr., with them jamming it into their face. No, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. No, okay. Oh, yeah, look at them. They
right
love
now, it's Southwest Airlines that has me mad.
What are their ads?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ad? Have you seen that?
No.
They go, do you fly to so-and-so? And she's just lip-singing some song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh. We'll play it.
Get it ready, John Burr Ryder. Your mother's embarrassed. The other one.
Don't talk to him like that. I'm sorry. I'm just sticking up.
The celebrated actress and comedian, Natasha Leggero.
John. John's a good boy. You can tell.
He's. You know what? We have Aristotle every week here. And then we have now John Bram Wagner. I couldn't be happier. It's a great energy to have in here every week. Seriously.
You're really doing it right.
Thank you. Duncan's here. Eric's here. I'm a very happy person. So anyway, let's finish up. How long? I hate to ask this, but how long?
40 minutes.
Wow, it goes so quick. Let's do some... Who's moving their mic around like a maniac?
It's the squeaking of the table.
Jesus. Sell this whole studio. All right, let's do some things. Yeah, that's just the opening. Now I get to the meat of the show. 5 seconds. John Bram Wagner. What's his... there's this... It's disgusting, right? You know there's a place where everyone sticks their gum on a wall?
Ew.
Right? Where's it at?
Seattle.
That, I'm sorry. Is that even borderline? That's basically going, hey, we have bad breath from all over the world. And we're in a, and it's then dust gets on it. How is that interesting?
I didn't even know that.
Now, and by the way, I don't want to be one of those people that doesn't like somebody's comedy, so they can't believe, like, if somebody didn't like a comedian that I liked, I go, yeah, get over it. There's, you don't like the comedy. It's okay. But with this, I can't understand it. I can't understand how I'm, if there's a wrong and a right. Who doesn't think that's gross? And maybe who goes, no, I like it. Now, and then and you go, well, what if they're doing it because it's gross? Well, what point does that make?
Ew.
How gross gum is?
That is so disgusting.
I didn't see a picture of it. Can you?
Ew.
Oh, it's on the side of a house?
It's on the side of a brick building.
I mean,
building,
actually,
yeah.
It kind of looks like a...
You know what? It looks cool.
It actually does look kind of good.
No, I'm serious. It's like got like a very...
Very colorful.
You know what, though? If you ignore what it is...
It's so easy to contribute to it. I mean, I do get the...
I like the look
DIY,
of it.
It kind of looks like a little Christmas... What are they? A gingerbread house. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like I like the look of it. You just have to ignore what it is. You know?
See,
like,
we love
like
it
Jewish
now.
People. No. What?
You have a lot of editing to do.
No. I left both in. I'm just being, look, I'm being bad. Wow. No, it looks cool. But when I'm reminded what it is, I want to do I want to throw up. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Yes, if it was dabs of paint, that's what we're basically admiring from far
but
away.
But wouldn't you add to it if you were walking by and you had gum in your mouth?
But I chew, guess what? I swallow my gum. Nothing's.
Don't do that.
No, can I ask you, would you say since I've been doing it my whole life that nothing's going to happen?
Why do you swallow your gum, though?
Because... No, you think that's funny? No. I'm glad. There you go. Right, huh? What are you going to do? There you go. Say it again. Go get
you
in.
You did have a heart attack.
That's right. Say it again. Give him something bigger.
You did have a heart attack.
I forgot about that.
I'm fine.
You seem great.
Sometimes people ask me, are you okay?
No, and you seem like you're flourishing.
Hey, listen, I'm on the 900 milligrams of Lipitor, so I can eat anything I want.
Did you have high cholesterol?
Watch your mouth. Are you hitting on me?
No, but I have
high
cholesterol.
No, it seems like you're hitting on me. Honest, tell me.
Wait, do you have high cholesterol?
I did, yeah.
Is that what it's from?
Well, many things, but that's certainly a contributor, you know.
Damn.
Why? Do you have high cholesterol?
Yeah.
Well, do something.
It's hereditary. I've had it since I was 10.
Okay, but go get tested, and if you need to be on 10 milligrams of Lipitor, be on it. My doctor said they should put it in the water. He was half kidding, but like fluoride.
They should put Lipitor in the water?
Well, he doesn't really mean it because it can be bad for your liver. But he mean if you should be on it, he's saying, look, the goal is not, there's different milligrams of Lipitor. The goal isn't, which some people do this, it's just not what you should do. As safe as it is, it's medicine. I get it. But some people just eat whatever they want and they get their cholesterol checked and they're on 50, 60, 70 grams of, no, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to try. And then where maybe you, because if I could eat perfect, I'll be honest, I could be off Lipitor. I did it, but I don't have the willpower. So I'm on 10 milligrams.
I see. You'd have to eat like vegan.
You're not even that, because I remember when I went, that's how I had my heart attack. I didn't want to be on any medicine, so I was eating really good. And by the way, really good didn't mean not eating. It was amazing that it wasn't the hardest thing in the world to do, but I was just really careful. Sometimes, and then I go, I have my blood checked. He goes, your blood's great. I go, can I be honest? I got off the Lipitor. He goes, Todd, you're not a kid. Like you can, you know, if you can keep your, I'm not a Lipitor salesman. That's what he said. He goes, if you can keep your cholesterol down without being on Lipitor, that's good. And then I got lazy. And then a year and a half, 2 years later, I clogged all my arteries up and.
Oh my God.
So how do you 5 seconds skip that ad?
It's
what?
Not.
So how do you five skip? How do you 5 seconds skip that ad?
What
the Lipitor ad that just happened?
Oh yeah, that should be for Lipitor. By the way, you know seriously, that was the most. You know what? They should buy that. That was the most from my heart. Lipitor, you need it.
Who doesn't skip the ads?
I don't know, but that's why it takes 2 seconds to skip it. If you have to get your hand down to it, at least here's me. If I was paying for one of those ads, Chevy! Chevy! And then whatever it was, this month we'll have an all-cross-the-board on all four-wheel drive. First thing I would do if I had an ad, I'm not kidding around. Stamps.com! Just get the name out there because you don't have 5 seconds to have the name. Sometimes it'll take you just a sec. Usually if you don't get it no matter what. But in that second it takes to get down there. Ford! Ford!
And did you ever watch something on DVR and then after the commercials are over, you go, oh, fuck, I could have skipped those.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, where you're sitting there and you don't realize. I was just sitting there watching commercials, not forgetting that I could fast forward through them. You like this? Good. let me put this down. Want to play a game?
Sure.
Do you like games? What's your favorite? If you had to eat one food for a whole year, what would you eat? Ooh!
Lobster salad.
Wow.
For a whole year?
If it was on, yeah.
Every
on
day?
Like water crackers.
Yeah. What did you think? Just when you want it? That would just be.
Well, you get sick of whatever you choose. Yeah, so you might as well choose something you like.
Yeah.
Or like In-N-Out, but that would probably make you feel worse.
What
like
about
lobster salad gives you a little buzz.
Why? What would you eat? If you had to eat one year meal for a year. It's not even taking into consideration health reasons. Otherwise, you go beef stew. Because you get vegetables. It's just what's a food you think you could, for a year, go, fuck, I'll take it.
Grilled cheese. I've been doing it.
So you're already in practice. I have been eating a Thai dish for about 25 years.
Which one?
Here's the sad part. I still forget the name of it.
Pad see you?
Hey, watch your fucking mouth. No, I'm serious. You got a lot of goddamn nerve.
The celebrated actress and comedian, Natasha Leggero.
I know how to produce a show.
You don't know the name of the Thai dish?
Oh, isn't that weird?
How do you describe it
to them? It's the one with the fat noodle with the egg in it.
It's and then Pad see you.
Watch your fucking mouth.
That's what it is, though. I know that's what you like. I had it today.
Natasha Leggero is our guest. Sure, I know how to produce a show. That's right. We got 20 more minutes with her. Listen to this. I go old school. What is this? Wow. You have no idea what song this is.
It's a modernization of boots. These boots are made from like maybe a 90s version.
It goes with your look. That's how I picture you walking into the comedy store. Picture if there was you're walking into the comedy store and this music's playing. It's a cut from you behind. You're walking away from the camera.
It's a little fast. I would prefer the Nancy Sinatra.
You know what? You might give her intro music. Maybe would you like this better?
Okay, picture
you, no, the other one. You know, you're walking out of your car. It's you walking down the hallway. There you go. On your way to do your set. It's the story of your life. Sure, this is it.
No.
I lost my virginity to this. Is that sad? All right, enough. Thank you.
Pad see you. That's what you like. I'm
seriously,
just telling
Natasha,
you.
don't be rude. You know what that means in some language that isn't the language you're familiar with, so I could
it
lie
means
to you.
Long flat egg noodle with.
Wow,
with
you are hitting on me. No, be honest. Come on, because my listeners are going to tell me.
No, I'm not hitting. Are you seriously asking me that?
No, okay. No. Come on. How obnoxious if I was? Because you're talking about a Thai dish. Hey, so I have a game we can play, and I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
Do you like to sing? You sing?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how we're closing the show.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll put so much reverb in your voice. We'll find a song you love, and then we'll close with that. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, but we're not done with you yet. Oh God, I'm exhausted. I mean, doing a professional show is not easy.
Do you do this every week?
I do.
Wow.
I like it. I love it. I do love it.
That's good.
Because it's like being with your friends better. You know what's better? I used to think, can you capture what comedians do? At least me, when I'm doing with my friends being silly, can you capture it? I realized about 2 years in, it's more than captured. It's better because when I'm with my friends, we're having a good time. But you don't have to turn off your phones. For this, you have to turn off your phones.
Yeah.
So you get it's even more pure than what we do when we leave here.
And everyone's on their best behavior.
Right. They're happy. You're happy. You're in a good space. I like to have, and I know, don't judge me, but I like to have 6 or 7 drinks. Really? No, I'm just kidding. So we're going to play a game called How long does this animal live?
Okay.
I think we have. I'm big into the jingles. Why not?
What is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get?
By the way, I like to start off with the same one every week, but I know the answer to this. This is the only one where we know. Is there betting music as we talk about this? Wow. So anyway, this is the first one. I know the answer to this, and then we'll start playing. I don't know the answers to the rest of these. But a squirrel, and this is the only one we do in captivity versus nature. How long do you think a squirrel lives in nature? They have to take in not their lifespan, but like other things that happen to them. You know,
9 years.
9 years in nature. How long in captivity?
Is captivity usually less?
Well, they see, yes.
I would say 4.
No, captivity is more.
Oh. Captivity then I would say 14.
Okay, it's crazy off. Everybody was wrong completely. But it shows how hard it is just to live, and it makes you appreciate life. That's what people have to do, appreciate life.
What's the answer?
I don't know. No. 11 months in the wild.
What?
Yeah, because you know what? Yes, yes.
11 months?
11 months, and you know what that means?
Because they get eaten.
Exactly.
Cars.
Cars. And unfortunately, that's what it's saying, because otherwise there's no need to compare it, because it's just saying the captivity means how long do they live like a cat. Like if it doesn't get killed by another animal, what is its lifespan just with it's in its DNA? That's like at a zoo, you know. And by the way, the life is better in captivity. I say it every week, even if you live less. I'm not implying that squirrels should all live in zoos. Well, you get some crazy listener. But guess how long it is in the zoo or in captivity?
4 years?
No, it's, I forget. It's 11 years?
Whoa.
10. Yeah, it's like 11 years. No, 18. That's right. It's 18 years. It's close to a cat.
Wow.
18 years at a zoo. Why do you guys all looking at me like I'm wrong? Oh,
I remember it being.
It's 18. Look it up.
That's fascinating.
Look it up on your phone, because you know I remember comparing it to a cat, going, "Oh yeah, it's just about the same age." A well loved, but a taken care of cat can live 18 years. It happens all the time.
What about a little Chihuahua?
Well, do you want to do that one?
I'm just curious.
But you have Chihuahuas.
I'm just curious. Could a Chihuahua live 18 years?
Wow, can you look up the lifespan of a Chihuahua?
Sure.
And then let's all guess. We didn't do this one, but I like this one. Is this going to be sad for you? How old's your dog?
11, maybe?
Wait, it's 10 and a half years, they just said. You better rush home. Now let's end the show so you get home. Your dog's got another 5 minutes.
I have three.
I can tell you this, if it makes you feel good. Of course, little dogs live longer because that's just the way it is.
I just wish that I had could have her cloned.
You've had her 11 years? Is that true?
No. When I found her, they didn't know how old she was, but they guessed 5 to 7, and I've had her for 5 years. So I have no clue.
And what do you do when you go away?
When I go away, I have this woman who watches her who lives in the OC.
You lied to everybody. You have that woman that picks up the dog poop in your yard. No, you wanted to come off more down the earth.
No, I have a person who watches them.
Do they stay at your house?
No.
They go to their house?
I bring them there.
They love it. It's like a treat for them. It's like going to your aunt's house, probably.
But they take all three of them.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a lot of dogs to have sat.
But it's nice for your dogs because they get to be together. That's probably more normal for them. So how long does a Chihuahua live? Oh, can I guess?
Yeah.
Sorry. A Chihuahua, I'm going to say 15 years.
Yeah. They could be up to 18, yes.
Yeah.
But 15 is average. The average? Yeah. That's amazing.
I know. That's great.
Do you know, like, greyhounds, they average, like, 2 years.
What?
Yeah, they have, like, 2 to 4 years. They have, like, or maybe not. I'm sorry, not greyhounds.
Great Danes.
Great Danes.
Great Danes are 6 when they're old.
That's
You're right.
That's so crazy.
I know. That's too quick. I bet now here's what I bet, and I bet someone listening right now is like, thank God, with different foods, because, you know, obviously we food.
No, they get leg problems or something.
Right, but now that we have different, that might have been a statistic from a while back. I think the average age of a Great Dane is longer than that today. But, you know, that we know different things, just like about people, different foods, definitely people that, you know, you see dogs that eat healthy food, just like people, they live longer. But anyway.
It does depend. Because, like, I know the bulldog is just fucked.
Well, because they have breathing problems. Yeah, that's taken into consideration. So let's do another dog. Another animal.
Let's do reindeer.
Reindeer.
It's Christmas.
Now, why are... Is a reindeer different than a deer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's more of a caribou.
Oh, really?
Do you want to go first?
Is it just like a male?
Bigger, right?
Reindeer.
They have bigger chest and they have lightning on their... They have a red nose.
I only Googled
No, I'm
lifespan.
Serious.
I'm going to say lifespan...
You want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
Okay, I'd say lifespan in the wild based on the squirrel.
All we know is the wild for this one. We don't...
Oh, right.
That was just a bonus for the first one.
Oh, okay.
lifespan. Well, because they have to get old enough to have to reproduce, right?
Of course.
I don't know. Four years?
Okay, Duncan, quickly.
Oh, because they get shot. They get hunted.
It's taken into everything. Just what happens in the real life.
I'll do nine.
Nine, Aristotle?
I'm going to say 25.
You know what? I laughed like that once and I was wrong. Never forgave myself for it. Okay, how long are you going to say? Yet loud, as loud as you can loud. As yell.
17.
17?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, did you guess?
No. 1499, Bob. No? Oh, wait, I'm having problems. That's a good one. Can I ask what you... no, it's none of my business.
I said four. Can you ask what?
I was going to ask what you guessed. Because I try to... I think it's wrong of me to do it because now I'm basing mine on it. It seems like I go into it with more knowledge.
But I have no knowledge.
You can go
this.
First next time.
Okay. So I'm going to say... Wow. They're pretty fat. Lions get them. Oh, it's so sad. Every time I play this game, I get sad thinking of how they get all eaten. They bite their legs. That's what they do. You think that animal's so big, but then the lions go after their legs. They take them down. Enjoy your Christmas. This is a Christmas show. I forgot. I didn't make a big deal about it. I should have.
It feels like Christmas in here.
Well, thank you.
It feels, with all the Christmas lions.
Thank you. I'm going to say 10 years.
What'd you say?
17.
John won. 15 years.
Wow. Wow, shit. You know what?
Even with all the hunting?
Right.
Maybe deer have a different one than reindeer.
Reindeer, they live probably where it's cold, right?
Yeah. Hey, you want to hear something fun?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, ba-da. What? Sure, I do a station identification.
Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass Show, Todd Glass all the way.
Sure, I love it. Is it wrong that I love it so much?
No, it's good.
It's my doorbell, too. Is that wrong? I lost my virginity to this.
Let's do one. More fun if we do a...
What year was it? Christmas Carol invented?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, that I know.
Okay, so let's and if you can find any of these on in real time as we're searching for them, it's up to you. There's no pressure. I don't want your mom.
Oh,
Rosemary.
You're saying not a Christmas Carol. You're saying Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol.
Oh, I see.
Well, we could do. Do you have the answers to some of them?
Yes.
Do we have an intro to this?
Yeah.
Use the same. What? What's this? There we go. Don't we have the intro song though? Yeah, don't we have an intro song for How Long Does This Animal Live? Or the other. Don't we have
what
an intro?
What is this animal's lifespan? This
we use the same one.
Lifespan. I like the other one. How
old? We have the same one for the animal one. We use it for this one, too. Sorry, it doesn't really. But good. We can use the same one. It doesn't matter.
No, go to the other one.
No, let's use this one.
Okay, use this one.
Use
what
this
is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How
okay, so it works for the reindeer, for this, too. For their Christmas Carol. They're what? Unisex, these bits. These all our bits are transgender.
What year was Hark the Herald Angel written?
Wow. Hark the Herald Angel. See how quick you can get. Every time we name one. John Brian Wagner. Now, this is not something we told you to do, so if you get it, it's cool. If not, don't stress. Last thing I want is you stress. Then I get Rosemary calling me on the phone. Hark the Herald. I'm going to say... can I tell you, these start to stress me out because the candy, I can sort of guess what year was a candy invented, but that's another one we've done. Hark, I'm going to say, just start with 1850.
Oh, man, that's what I was going to say. 1855.
Oh, you fuck.
Aristotle?
I don't know this one. How does this go?
What year was this song?
The Herald Angel. It's not going to make a difference. Tis the season to be
Tis the season.
Glory to the newborn king.
1840.
There you go. And then,
Duncan?
You?
Yeah, could you use it in a Garden sentence?
What year was Hark the Herald Angels Sing recorded? Written.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Joyful all ye nations rise.
1790.
Oh, wow. I think he might have just
What won. Do you think?
Nice and loud, John Bram Wagner.
1795.
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Oh, his mom's on the phone. Oh, his mom's
really?
Calling in. His mom's calling in. Oh.
Hello?
Is she really?
Hello?
Yeah, is this John's mom?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know, we're not mean
to... Could you be nicer to John?
Well, we're nice to John. Just, it's part of the show. It's like bits and stuff.
He's such a good boy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Is he your only son?
Well, we have just him. One daughter, Kathy.
Oh, cool. Where do you guys live?
Kansas City.
Hold on. Is this really John's mom, Aristotle?
Yes, I can confirm.
Okay. So, and where did you say you live again?
Kansas City.
And what do you do there?
Oh, you know, I just kind of do some...
Hang up on her. She's drinking. No, she's drinking.
That accent is.
That's so funny. Can I tell you why I feel bad? I hate making people do improv. Ugh. I hate it.
I hate it.
Me too. And can I tell you that...
Why'd you make me do that?
Thank you. It's adorable. But how about this? Can you give me credit for getting out of it quickly? When you're in an improv troupe and they make you do a bit, you know?
I'm not in an improv troupe.
Me neither.
I've never wanted to be in an improv troupe.
If it's
never wanted to improv.
Me neither. You know what I say? By the way, I know that when you see improv at its best, when people are brilliant at it, yeah, it's a fucking amazing.
No, yeah, when they're great at it, it's awesome.
But just like most of it isn't, and I always want to say to the most that it isn't, to say, you know what? I'm not in a big hurry. Why don't you get together and take a little time and do a bit? I don't need it thought of in front of me. It's like if someone said, I'll think of a dish that tastes delicious right in front of you. I go, why don't you take 3 months and come up with a dish that's good because you took 3 months? I don't want you to think. That's why there's shows where they make people cook fast. That's like giving someone a massage fast. I don't think you get the art of it if you're making someone. How fast can we give a massage? Well, no, the slower is better. I don't want my food cooked fast. That's how you end up getting shit in your food. Anyway. So political.
Hark the Herald Angel Sings.
Okay, thank you very much for being professional.
1739.
Dang.
Wow. Let's play it again, right? A celebration. We're going to do one more. Wow. Wow. All right.
It's like the Mariah Carey version.
Oh, I'm so tired. What do I have here? What's this? Oh, that was her intro. Okay. You know what we're going to do?
Hmm.
What time is it?
Are we going to do another one?
Yeah, let's do one more, and then we're going to close. I know what we're closing with.
You have intro music?
I'm exhausted.
The celebrated actress and comedian, Natasha.
Do one more, and then we're going to close with
what
a Christmas song.
What year was Silent Night written?
Whoa. Oh, let me see if I can sing a little. Oh, can I have some reverb? Silent Night. All is bright.
Wait, I thought you were a good singer.
Wolves are and when they feed your eye, all is merry and all is bright. Oh,
wrong song.
Silent Night.
Gloria.
Gloria. Gloria, I heard you had my number. My mom used to have a friend named Gloria, and my brother made a song parody back when we were like 13. Gloria, whenever the song was out, I heard you had my number. I'm going to have to get it changed. Yeah, it was funny then. Don't you get it? My mom had a friend. There was a woman, Gloria, that she was annoying, and she used to go to dog shows, and we knew her. Oh, what a life. Anyway. So that song I'm going to say, what was it again?
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Not that this helps, but.
Seems like it was like the original.
Okay, I'm going to say, it does. 1790.
John?
The night before Christmas.
1810.
1650.
Could I get the country of origin?
No.
No.
Okay, great. That's exactly what I wanted. I'm going to say 1650.
Is that what I said?
1730.
Okay, 1730. What's 1640, the answer?
1640.
Okay, what's the answer?
What did you say, John? You win again. 1818.
Whoa, Rosemary, be so proud.
Rosemary. John Brand Wagner, the winner of this year's Two in a Row Get It Right, Get a Trophy Award. John Graham Wagner is accepting his first award on the Todd Glass Show. He is literally standing up and bowing and waving.
Do you know what Roundian version is? What does they say? Roundian?
Roundian.
What does that mean?
I think it's like Ron Yon version.
That was
not even
always
joking. Like,
all right. Oh my God! Look who's Johnny Colorado is back there. Do we have his intro music? Do we have Johnny's intro music? Go ahead. There he is, Natasha. You want to take a look at him? And then you. Now you used to be in a music group with Natasha. Is that true, Johnny?
Oh yeah, yeah. We toured together.
And what did you do? Well, you came out. You did your intro. Can we see it again?
Sure. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, you'd come out and wave at everybody. Okay, and then what would happen? What would Natasha, you do that for what, about a minute?
Yeah, I do that. I say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Johnny Colorado and Natasha Leggero show.
Okay, now, and then, but is the word out on the street, I'm being serious, that Natasha then did an hour of stand-up comedy?
Yeah. She took the microphone. She did it about, 50, 65 minutes.
Set. And then people said you would hear, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Johnny Colorado. And you'd say what?
Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the Johnny Colorado and Natasha Leggero show.
Oh, you got top billing?
Yeah, of course. I did the intro and the outro.
Yeah, but she does an hour. You split the money. She does an hour stand-up comedy. Is that seem like it's not that fair?
Well, no. Like, people come for the intros and the outros.
Oh, sure. I guess that could be true. I guess that could be true.
Her comedy is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but intro.
The intros and the outros.
Well, guess what?
Johnny, we just wanted to say hi to you real quick. We'll see you on the after show.
All right, sounds good.
You want your outro music?
Oh, that would be perfect.
Sure, I'll give you. Okay, is that ridiculous? I put a black blanket over Duncan, and I put a spotlight on Johnny. And I start really thinking I'm talking to someone. By the way, I know the answer, and I've said this before in the show. Do people – forget about that most ventriloquist acts suck. They don't have to. The art of puppetry can be brilliant. It's just what you do with it, and most people don't do anything great with it. I'm not saying we are, but I'm talking about people that – we're doing it as a joke. I'm not traveling with it, although it is going to be one in my suitcase. But anyway
– that should be your closer.
I think I might. I'm not kidding. On the road, I'm thinking about bringing that with me and letting it be in the audience, you know? But anyway, what was I saying about the – you think the people like Jeff Dunham or anybody, do they sit them up when they get into their house? They take them out of their suitcase. I know the answer to that now. Yes.
They do.
Because I'm fighting it. Like, if I go throw him in the closet and he's face down, I don't feel comfortable. And he doesn't make me my living.
Yeah.
If there's something that makes you your living, even though it's just, I'm telling you, they're not at home in their suitcases. They take them out. I bet I'm right. Well, think about it. I'm taking it out. I'm a sane person. If you're, and you know what I mean? I'm what I mean is I try to fight it. Like, it's. I do. I'm putting it away in the closet.
Are you implying the people who do puppets professionally aren't sane?
No, I'm saying that I'm sane because I haven't traveled with it and been with it a long time. But if that puppet was with me 24 hours a day, I bet I couldn't. What I'm saying is sometimes I will put him in the closet. Sometimes as a joke, everyone puts him in bed after the show. That's where I like him, to be honest. He looks so comfortable.
You want to tuck him in?
They put him in, like, as a joke. Like, I forget every week, and I'll go into the little extra bedroom, and there he is laying in bed with the blanket over him. And that's where he looks most peaceful. But that's where I'm happiest with him in my mind, in my state of grace. But then I go put him in the closet to prove that I'm not crazy. And then I'm thinking about him in the closet. But then eventually... I know the joke is right there, laying there for people to grab onto, but no, I fucking fight it, you know. So anyway, that's all. Johnny Colorado will be in the Late Show. So I want to thank you for, I go old school, for stopping by, because weren't you on the way somewhere and I hitchhiked you? I thumbed you
No,
over.
You just asked me yesterday, and I said, yes, I can do it.
Well, I told you my 30-hour preamble. You asked me, actually.
Because I canceled on you like 5 years ago, and then we never did it.
You know what?
Maybe 3 years ago.
You could cancel on me 10 minutes before the show. I just get shy about asking people. But you know what? When
I'm like that, too. I don't care if people cancel.
And you asked me three times, and I'm glad you did, because then I feel comfortable. Like, when you said it the other night, I'll tell you exactly what I thought. I thought, you wouldn't have asked three times unless you really wanted to do it. So
well,
then
because
I
when I said no, when I couldn't do it when you first asked, I regretted it.
Oh, no.
Because I always listen, and it's so funny.
No, I tell you the truth. We talked about this, but I've never talked about it on the air. I always tell guests. Even you don't even have to have a reason. Like, sometimes you just don't want to go out of your house. Like, that's fine. I say cancel on it like you would cancel if your friends were going out to dinner. You just weren't in the mood, you know? So, anyway. So I'm glad you asked. That was fun at Largo the other night.
Yeah, and you guys were great with your horn section.
Duncan was in the horn section with drums. And where are you doing after this? Where do you go right now? I want to know. People want to know.
I'm going to go home and watch the third episode of Mariah Carey's World.
Good. Is that a show?
Yeah, it's Mariah Carey's, like she's documenting her tour.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably pretty interesting, right? Or not?
I mean, it's funny.
Is it like you watch The Bachelor?
Yeah, you're just watching it like that. Yeah.
Wow. What, do they have tour buses or are they traveling by plane?
She's based in London with her kids. Their names are Moroccan and Monroe, and she calls them Rock and Row.
And I like that.
They're in London in a hotel, and then they'll like fly to Luxembourg or fly to wherever they need to go.
On private plane?
Yes. Whew. And you know, there's a lot of like there's just drama about hairdressers and time zones, you know.
You know what? These people are in touch with reality. I always said what they should do is go to where there's kids with cancer and tell their story about their hairdresser that they can't get their hair right. No, they should do that because it would center them. It would center the kids with cancer. They think they have problems, but if somebody could go, they could go tell their story. Well, listen, my hairdresser refuses to get my hair right. And they go, and I thought I had bad because I have cancer. I'd rather have cancer than not be able to find a good hairdresser. Now, some people might go, Todd, are you serious or are you kidding? No, look, just because there's people in the world and we all have empathy doesn't mean we can't have our own problems. But put it into perspective! All right, so let's close with a Christmas song. Is there anything you'd like to say to me?
I'm really impressed with your home and your skills, making me feel comfortable, your decor.
Say his Christmas tree.
I already told him I love this tree.
You know what I'd like to do?
I love your sconces. I think you've got a real sense of lighting and aesthetics.
Thank you. Well, I wasn't looking for that type of compliment, I'll take it. Can't we score it with some betting music? No, but I want to say, I think I'd like to have you and the ball and chain, Moshe. I'm always so afraid with names I'm going to say them wrong. You know, like, I thought of a funny joke. Carolyn, Caroline, but you name your dog Carolyn. And then when people go, Carolyn, you go, it's Caroline. The dog, if it said it. What if you taught a parrot to say it? That's what I was trying to think. You have a parrot, you go, his name's Carolyn. And then when you say Carolyn, the bird's trained to go, Caroline! I don't know. It was a thought I had. We have an after show, folks, and it's not getting better. Anyway, you're great, and here we go. Let's bring in a little Christmas. We're all going to do it. Put a little reverb. Let's take our time.
What?
Can you put it in the house?
Can we put it in the house?
Yeah, we're going to go in. We're going to put it. Oh, reverb. Do you have the reverb in
Natasha's
voice? Okay.
La le le lo lu, la le le lo lu.
What?
We had like a big TV to put it on.
Oh, yeah. He has a TV he's selling. Oh, where are you going to...
How much do you sell a TV for?
No, it's okay. I didn't want anything. Okay, so listen, we're all getting settled. I want people to picture we're in the barn. It's Christmas. There's a fake fire in the background. It's Christmas very lines. Red in here. It's green. There's Christmas lights. That's the room. Right? So picture a barn, and there's a
there's
little...
There's even candlelight.
There is. We have in the center of the table, and Natasha's wearing a very like comfortable-looking jacket. Looks soft and cuddly, and everything's good. So... It just all of a sudden we just, you know, we're gonna
I'll have a Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. If you're not here with me, and the windows blue, snowflakes start falling, like the windows blue,
memories start calling.
You'll be doing all right. Christmas, so white. I'll have a blue, blue, blue,
blue, blue Christmas.
Without you.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.